A summer breeze was blowing softly as I climbed into my car. I listened to the sound of the engine as I shifted through the gears. The week in my hometown was over, all the goodbyes were said and done. I drove past the old grade school where I spent my early years. It's now an apartment building and it looks pretty darn good. I moved on down Main Street, not much there anymore. I turned right at the stoplight, only one there is in town. I could see my old high school on the shore by the lake. It was where I spent my last years in my small hometown. I drove past the open space where our house used to be, and the memories from those days echo through my mind. The sun was setting slowly as I hit the edge of town. Then I saw the graveyard up there on the hill, and for some strange reason I decided to drive on in. I drove up to the high ground where they put the biggest stones. I roamed among the monuments and looked at all the names. What I saw there in a nutshell was the way of the world. The richer you are when you're living, the bigger the stone when you're dead. Somewhere the spirits are laughing at this pretentious human game. And I think my dad was far wiser to want no stone on his grave. Sunset was all over as I walked toward the car. Then I thought I heard music streaming from afar. It sounded like an organ playing my dad's favorite song. Bury me out on the prairie and whispering home. A song about a lonely little robin in the tree by my door. I guess I was dreaming and it was all in my head. But how much do the living really know about the dead? Stars were smiling brightly as the engine roared to life. The wheels rolling on gravel made a soft singing sound. I turned west on the highway and drove off into the night. I was doing 109 when I crossed the state line. I was doing 109 when I crossed the state line.